This is episode 354 of Jumblethink.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Jumblethink, where we interview dreamers, makers, innovators, and influencers all about their journey of turning dreams and ideas into reality. Along the way, we're going to share some tips on how you can turn your own dreams and ideas into reality too. Our guest on today's show is Alex Pappas. More about Alex in a moment. Whether you're a new listener or a longtime fan, if you've never subscribed to Jumblethink, now's the time to do it. Head on over to wherever you listen to podcasts and subscribe to the show. To make it even easier, if you head on over to jumblethink.com, you can find links to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Pandora, and more. So go ahead and subscribe to the show. Now let's join today's conversation. Hey there, friends. Welcome to Jumblethink. My name is Michael Woodward. I am your host. We have a great conversation lined up for you in a moment. I want to remind you, though, of something cool going on. We are giving away a book from last week's guest, Nick Wallenda, called Facing Fear, Step Out in Faith and Rise Above What's Holding You Back. Awesome book. Nick is a high wire walker. He's high wired across Times Square, across the Grand Canyon, across an active volcano, and a bunch more. All you have to do to enter to win this book is head on over to jumblethink.com, sign up for a newsletter, and then I'm going to pick one subscriber of the show to give this book away to. It's right here in my hand. Can't wait to maybe send it to you. Now, I am super excited about today's conversation. I have been a big fan of this place called Hillsong, which is a church that started in Australia and has planted churches around the world now, whether it's in New York City, LA, South Africa, London, Kiev, and beyond. They are passionate about the local church. What they're best known for, though, is their worship music. And worship music are the songs that we sing at church. They're known for creating just amazing, amazing music. Our guest today is Alex Pappas, and he is one of Hillsong Worship Leaders' songwriters based out of Sydney, Australia. He has co-written songs such as Alive, Wake, and End of Days. He is a part of Young and Free, which is one of the worship teams and bands out of Hillsong. They've led worship around the world. They have a new album out today, August 28th. It is called All of My Best Friends. What an honor to have Alex on to talk about the new album the day it goes live. So we're going to talk about his journey into the world of worship music, how he ended up working at Hillsong. We're going to be talking about this new album, All of My Best Friends. I've been listening to it for the last few days. The tracks are killer, and I'm so excited that you're going to be able to listen to it today, all of the tracks. Now, we cover a lot of ground in this interview, even though it's a short interview, and we are going to talk about this album. So instead of me going on and on about Alex, let's join the conversation I had with today's guest, Alex Pappas. Our guest today is Alex Pappas, and so excited to be talking to him. He is a part of Young and Free, a worship pastor at City Campus in Sydney, Australia, for the wonderful Hillsong organization. So excited to have you on.
Great, man. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Now, before we get into the serious conversation, I have to ask you about Darth Beta.
Wow. That is, I have no idea and no recollection how you would know that. But my first ever pet, actually, I was obsessed. Like, I've wanted a dog my whole life and so badly wanted a pet. And I also share an equal love for Star Wars. For a birthday, I got given a beta fish.
Yeah.
And it was a disappointment, to say the least, when I was expecting a dog. But I did come up with a very clever name of Darth Beta.
Yeah.
So, you know, combine my favorite things. Very good. You've done your research, and I'm very impressed.
The funny things we find on the interwebs these days, right?
It's amazing.
Now, obviously, you don't have the signature Sydney accent. So tell us your story of going from Southern California to your journeys throughout the U.S. and then on over to beautiful Sydney.
Yeah, cool, man. It is funny. I meet people all the time, especially, you know, when we're in America. And they're just like, oh, I love your accents. I'm like, mine's the same as yours. And most of the time people are nice though, and they're just like, oh, I still love it. And I'm like, okay, thanks. But no, yeah, you're exactly right. I was born in Southern California, lived there for about 11 years, and my family took a big old road trip of the West. Wow. When I was about 8 or something, and we picked the place we liked the best. And you know, you wouldn't believe it. Most people don't believe it, but we really liked Idaho as a family. So I kind of grew up there, I would say, and you know, went to high school and a little bit of community college while I was there. And I mean, it's obviously a long story. I could tell you so many details of how I ended up in Sydney, but ultimately, it just shows that God had a much bigger and better plan than I did, because I had all these plans of studying music at a big university and doing this, and had a real stirring and a passion to want to serve God, but had no perspective at the time of, you know, I could do something significant in church. I grew up in a beautiful church, beautiful people, but our world was kind of small. And basically, I had an amazing youth pastor that I was wanting to take some time off school, take a gap year, if you will. And I was like, oh, I've heard about this Hillsong College. And truthfully, I knew nothing about Hillsong Church. I haven't told many people this story, but I got the acceptance letter from when I applied to Hillsong College, because it was a school, a Bible college you could play music at.
Yeah.
And I owned the United We Stand record. And I was, and we played that whole album, my youth group, every single song. Like that was, and I didn't know any of the other albums, but I knew that one, and I knew I loved those songs, and we played them. But no, when I got accepted and I got a letter from Brian and Bobby Houston, I won't lie that I did think they were brothers. And but I quickly learned that that wasn't the case, and I was planning on being over here for 6 months. And I am showing my age a little bit here, but that was almost 12 years ago.
Wow.
And I mean, it just, again, shows the faithfulness of God and the dreams that we have in our hearts, and that often, especially when they're to serve his kingdom and to grow his church, he's going to align them. He's going to align your steps. And I was just faithful with the little things. And pleased to say here, 12 years on, still serving the kingdom, still serving the body of Christ, and having the best time doing it.
I have never told this story either. Speaking of stories not told often, I have a similar story. I was going to go to a music college up in New England, ended up going to the School of Ministry at Brownsville at the Revival there, not knowing anything about it, and ended up becoming a worship pastor for several years in Northern California. And there is much more to that story, but I can relate to sometimes our dreams and ideas of what life will unfold and look like. Our dreams seem bigger than what's possible within the confines of what we condition it as possible. And yet God opens up doors that are unexpected and fulfill those dreams in ways that are unique and creative and completely shatter our preconception of what could be in that journey.
That's right, man. So true.
With that, you end up at Hillsong. You end up playing bass with a trip. Well, I think it was India, if I remember correctly.
Holy cow, man. This is you're telling me my life story. It's amazing.
And that opens up and redefines what you thought was possible to do within the church to reach the world with music, because you were in a punk band, you were doing other music things, and yet you end up going, okay, maybe it is possible to do this within the church.
Yeah, I mean, you've got it exactly right. And for anyone who doesn't know the story, is I was kind of reaching the end of my time in the Bible college, and I felt really strongly that I was meant to stay in Sydney for a while and keep building the church. And actually, you know, I felt I'd been sponsored a little bit by my home church. So at the time, I felt this pull to potentially go. You know, I was like, Hillsong has a ton of great worship leaders, you know, like maybe I need to go back. And I'm so grateful for leaders like this I had at home that I, you know, call up my youth pastor, the same guy that pushed me to go here in the first place. And he was like, we didn't sponsor you to build, you know, our church. We sponsored you to build the church.
Wow.
And it was so unbelievably releasing. So as I'm kind of wrapping up my time here and thinking, all right, well, cool, God, I don't know what's next, but I know I want to play music. I want to write music. I'm going to move to Nashville, if, you know, after a time at home, and start a rock and roll band. And, you know, that's what you got to do. That's where you got to go. And I'll find a great church, blah, blah, blah. And exactly like you said, and I just sort of felt, I felt this, you know, sort of nudge to die to self a little bit, which is really hard. And, you know, there's very few moments in my life that I felt, you know, God really speaking and showing up, but, sorry, that's not true, but feeling him speaking such an audible sort right, of like, I right. felt like we were having this dialogue. I do feel like I, in a relationship with God a lot, for anyone who's worried, like, oh my gosh, he never speaks or hears from God. Oh gosh. He's not a Christian. I just literally, I'm sitting at this cafe, my local cafe in Sydney at the time. And I was like, God, I'm dying to myself. Yeah. And if none of that happens, that's fine. But these are the dreams and I'm laying them down and putting them before you. And you know what? There were some dreams that sort of stayed like that day that I laid down that day that have been laid down since then that are kind of only birthing themselves in ways now, nearly 9 years later.
Yeah.
And which is kind of cool and a story for another time. But I'm just very reminded again, like as you were saying, and kind of not knowing what we're stepping into and all that stuff. But you know, these, I think when your dreams and these, when they align with God's plan, A, they'll work out. And when we have the ability to be, you know, mature, if you will, and just go like, God, I really am laying these down and I'm hoping you do something with the dream. But if there's nothing there for the dream, then take it away. And day by day, the Bible says we need to die to self every day. But truthfully, like a lot of those things that did line up, like you said, the next day I got a text or a call, probably a call at the time, just not as much texting, but call to come play bass on a random college trip to India. And it was nothing glamorous by any means, but it was just sort of that, like I was saying what I meant to say is at that cafe, I just did feel like God say, hey, trust me, bud, yeah. You know, like I got you.
Yeah.
And, you know, that day I saw him, you know, that next day I saw him acting on it. And my entire journey, we could sit here for hours and tell you of all the little things and the many times that he's done that. And he's good.
Well, I know we have a short amount of time and we're cramming a lot into a little bit of time. So I want to make sure that we talk about something super excited today, which is Friday, we're going to imagine as we record this. The album's live, it's out, and this episode is coming out the same day, of course, and super excited about All of My Best Friends, the fourth album, which I didn't really realize that Young and Free had that many. I've listened to all the albums, but for some reason, it didn't seem like it was four. That to me alone is crazy. Comes out August 28th, which is today in our imaginary interview world. So excited about that.
So stoked. Yes, All of My Best Friends. It is, like you said, our fourth album. And I'm with you still that I can't believe we put out. It feels like we just started in so many ways and we're just getting going. But this album is really special. We recorded it at our summer camp in January, which I know was ages ago. But obviously, as we all know, it has been a bizarre year. So that's where we are. And we recorded at a summer camp, which normally would be at a campsite 2 hours north of Sydney in a valley by the sea, and we have a lot of fun. This year, if people probably will remember, in January, Australia was quite literally on fire.
Right.
We were having bushfires all across, especially our state. And we ended up having to move the album to our Hills campus, which is kind of in the suburbs of Sydney. And I'll just say this, you know, like when we first got started out, we were the youth expression. We were writing music that we listened to, writing songs that we related to. And obviously it's kind of electronic sort of pop rock, if you will, especially in a live setting, a little bit more rock than anyway. And, you know, early days, we were like, we need to make studio albums, blah, blah, blah. But we had some amazing mentors in our world kind of push us like, no, you need to do live. And so anyone who's heard our stuff kind of would know that there's this like energy and raw expectation that's sort of captured. And that's kind of why we went back to, we did a bunch of our first album at summer camp.
Yeah.
And we kind of wanted to bring it back to there to, so, because, you know, for one thing, you know, like what, when we travel, you know, people have seen what our home is like, what the sun is, and they bring that similar level of energy. But ultimately, to me, what I'm looking for and believe for is expectation.
Yeah.
Expectation that Jesus is going to show up and do something in the room.
Yeah.
And one of our favorite things, you know, people ask us all the time, like, what's some of your favorite testimonies of like that you've heard? And I'm like, honestly, like one, I mean, obviously we love to hear individual songs of Jesus doing something significant in people's lives. But one thing we really love is seeing people like just showing a video of their church at home. And that like small glimpse of our youth ministry, of our movement, is translating, and that expectation is led elsewhere.
Yeah.
That people are leaning in a similar and same way. And that's why we do live albums. And I truly believe, and I'm praying for, because I don't know where people are currently, but in Australia, in a Hillsong church, we're still not able to gather
Wow.
in the same place. So it Yeah. feels like a lifetime ago that we were in the room. I get a little bit triggered watching the videos from this album. It's like, oh, they're too close. Stay away. Stop touching each other. But I'm really praying for is, you know, I know some churches are starting to gather, but that as people listen to this live album, that expectation and believing, that lifting the ceiling of what we believe God can do, that would happen while people listen to this record. And there's a lot of fun. There's a lot of fun songs that you're going to have a great time listening to, but there's a lot of depth and intimate, powerful worship moments. And I'm believing that at this time, this really pivotal time in history, all of my best friends is going to speak to you.
I've listened to the full album. So kind of your team to send over the full album so I could get a pre-listen to it. I have to say the two favorite songs that I have are New Thing and All My Life. I feel like World Outside Our Window feels like there's a lot of Coldplay inflections in there on some of the guitar riffs and stuff, and which I love. Well,
we did bring in an Englishman for that one, so, you know, it makes sense.
It's either going to sound like U2, the Beatles, or Coldplay, right? If it's
exactly right. Maybe a little Ed Sheeran in his voice, but, you know,
yeah.
Who knows?
World Outside My Window, I feel like, is a special song for this season, because so often in this COVID world, we're looking outside and saying, I want to be there. And I think, you know, early on in this pandemic, I did an episode on the pandemic of fear, which is one that we wrestle with in this season. And I feel like that song addresses that issue of like, at some point, we have to choose to live. And whether it's COVID and how that impacts our life and changes it, whether it's the choice of living safely and pulling ourselves in and hiding from our dreams, hiding from God's call for us, hiding from the things that are deeper, we live in this cocooned world where we never truly live. We live stuck in where we're at. So
yeah.
There is a vast variety of depth to this album and feels, and I remember in the little blurb that they sent over, you know, they talked about, you know, there's punk rock influence, which I definitely could hear. There's 2000 dance yeah. inflections. There's Caribbean beats, which I caught that and it kind of surprised me, caught me off guard. But it's not like what you think when you hear Caribbean beats, but you're like, oh, yeah, I get it. And then, of course, some other inflections in there. I love this album. But my question to you about that is, so much of worship is evolving in this new reforming of a new generation. I think of like the Vineyard movement. I think about like it's mm-hmm. all directed towards God. And then I think of, you know, Delirious and Worship Together and Cutting Edge stuff that was coming out in the late 90s and
yeah.
that reinvention. And then I think of course, Hillsong's going along from the Darlene Jacque and then United and then Young and Free and then the broader Hillsong worship ethos. And I think of Bethel and Jesus Culture, who are some dear friends from my years in Northern California.
So good.
And I think of that evolution of worship for this new season and for this new generation. What is it that you're trying to, as Young and Free, to create? What is the sound, not necessarily a sound, what is the message that you're trying to communicate? What is the ethos of worship today? And how has that really, you know, what are you thinking of as a songwriter to rewrite that for a new generation?
Man, it's an absolutely beautiful and massive question. So I'll do my best to tackle it. what we are trying to achieve. I mean, I think first and foremost, you've done your research, so you've heard this before, but you know, our message of young and free, which is definitely getting funnier the older we get as we're on our fourth album. But the message of young and free is simply this, is that, you know, our senior pastor, Brian Houston, says this all the time. I've seen a lot of old people that are young in spirit, and I've seen a lot of young people that are old in spirit. And we are called to live a life that is full of wonder. We're called to live a life full of things, believing that the best is yet to come, that he is working all things together for our good, and that we would be youthful in our spirit, that we wouldn't be weighed down by the things of the world, and that we would recognize that we are free in Jesus. And in a world where, I am so grateful that, I will say this, what young people are targeted with and what is available to them is insane today. It's so vastly different to what I was going through and what was, you know, going on around me as a teenager. And if we can simply allow that message to continue to bring it genuinely and honestly, that we are meant to live this life that's good. It's not meant to be endured, but God has good things in store for you, and you're free. You don't have to be bound or chained to this or by these labels or expectations that society puts on. You're free to live in relationship, and there's this ease. And so the songs that we create, they're like, as you said, like there's songs that are like a big rock Coldplay, like arena anthem song. And then there's like, yeah, Latin beats. And what I love about it is like, I'm never going to write the Latin beat song on the album. You know what I mean? Like that was never going to be me bringing that song on the album. Like, I love the rock stuff, blah, blah, blah. But like, that's what I love, is that we're a diverse team, and there's a lot of us who contribute because we're a movement.
Yeah.
We're not just a band. We represent our youth ministry, but we're always going to be genuine to us. And so as your worship music evolves and all this stuff, like, we hope we keep evolving. We hope we keep, growing in our sound, because we're always going to like new music and things like that, and be inspired by different sounds and different things like that. But as far as what we say and the sound, like, that's just going to stay genuine. And there's going to be new bands in a couple years that redefine the ethos and the sonics of what worship music sounds like. And I look forward to that day when the next crew comes. But for right now, if we're being a leading voice, if you will, of that, ultimately our goal isn't to be the coolest thing. Our goal isn't to be this. Our goal is to be honest, because anybody who's ever been in a room with a worship leader, you don't follow someone who's got no idea who they are. It's hard to follow someone that's unsure or this or that. You follow someone that's comfortable in their own skin, mm-hmm. to step into the presence of God and lead us.
Yeah.
You know, so that's our job as worship leaders. And we're always going to try and push the boundaries, but ultimately we're going to stay genuine. And in Jesus' name, the biggest thing we're going to do is keep growing deeper in our relationships with God. And hopefully the songs on All of My Best Friends would be a testimony to that, the deepening and the growing of our relationship with God.
Do you have a favorite tune on the album?
I'm With You with New Thing. That's one of my absolute favorites. And I'm, as much as we did so many singles and everyone was like, are there going to be any more good songs? I'm like, I promise there are. That song is really special. It was,
yeah.
It was one of the more special, I mean, to me, it was one of the more special songs on the night. But I'm With You as well. We've been singing World Outside Your Window in our online services,
yeah.
for months,
yeah.
now. And which is funny, because we hadn't even put it out before we were on our online services, and it was real funny and fun and all that stuff. But yeah, I that song has spoken so much to our church. And for me as one of the creative pastors as well, to try and continue to inspire. And because I can't speak for everyone who goes to church, but I would speak for my creative team that I pastor, you know, we all at one point in our lives have said, you know, here I am, Lord, use me, I'm available, blah, blah, blah. But now that we don't get to play guitar or, you know, operate a soundboard or this, we myself included, we found it really conflicting and confronting of, well, how do I serve you now, God? And this song, I think, specifically speaks to this season. Again, I think some of these songs have been really prophetic to the season that we've headed into. And yeah, that there is a world outside our window, and each and every one of us is called to be a light in dark places. And the bridge of that song to me is so prophetic, as it says, see the world light up one heart at a time, see the strongholds blank in the break in the blink of an eye. And as it goes, you know, carries on to keep prophesying. And that song just gets me going and believing, you know, I'm believing, I think like all of us, that churches look different now. And I'm hoping that when we get back to normal, all that, that it does look different to what it looked like before.
Yeah.
And that some things that we needed to reassess would be reassessed. And yeah, that's what that song means to me. So
love that. We'll be back to continue our conversation with today's guest, Alex Pappas. Hey there, friends. It's Mike, and we have had a lot going on here at Jumbo Think. We had last week Nick Wallenda on the show. If you missed that episode, you got to go check it out. Then this week, we sat down with Eric Roberts and Eliza Roberts. They are Hollywood royalty. Eric is one of the most credited actors in Hollywood. If you don't believe me, go check IMDb out. You'll see that there's like 500 credits to his name. Amazing conversation. We talk about family and relationships in Hollywood and so much more. If you missed it, you got to go back and check that out. I don't want you to miss anything, though. So how do you stay in touch? There's a couple ways. Head on over to your favorite social media channel, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, or Twitter, and subscribe to Jumbo Think. Or you can head on over to jumblethink.com and join our email newsletter. When you do that, you are entered to win Nick Wallenda's book, Facing Fear, Step Out in Faith, Rise Above What's Holding You Back. It's about his journey of overcoming fear on the high wire. It's a really cool story, amazing book. And I want to give it to you, so go sign up for that newsletter and get entered in to win. Now let's return to today's conversation with our guest, Alex Pappas. I'm a big fan of Hillsong, have been for years. As a matter of fact, back here, you mentioned Bobby Houston, of course. This book right here, Heaven in This House, which is like
yes.
a vision of Hillsong and kind of the heartbeat of the house. Love that book. I love that Hillsong's created a vision, fulfilled that vision on so many levels. I even things in here, they said in the vision that Brian wrote, that they would see Hillsong on the airwaves across the globe on TV, impacting in the homes of people. Now Hillsong Channel's out, and part of that is Young and Free has some cool stuff. A matter of fact, one of those things though is Pranks with Pappas, which the ones I've seen, you haven't been so successful yet in that journey of pranking.
Yes, I'm not sure who measures the success or failure of them. It's the person who edits the video, but if it gets a laugh, I consider it a success. So
yes, yes. I think Hillsong and Hillsong worship sometimes gets a bad rap in certain sectors of Christianity, being an image-driven, high production. Which I love high production. I'm a sound guy. I'm a worship leader. I love those kind of things. People don't realize the depth of what's going on at Hillsong sometimes. And I've been to Hillsong New York. I have friends that go to Hillsong across the globe. And Hillsong, I think, is a very special place doing special things. As a person that's entrenched in the behind the scenes of Young and Free and the church of Hillsong, what would you want to say to kind of speak to the people who say, oh, they're just about, you know, a celebrity church, which you see that in America all the time in headlines. Oh, it's a celebrity church. They're all about image. They're all about, you know, the Hollywood stars that are coming. And that's not the ethos that I've seen from the people I know, from the services I've streamed online, from the services in New York I've been to. That's not the church I see.
Mm. Yeah, man, I think it's funny that you brought out Pastor Bobby's book as she speaks about the house. And the vision is, I think you've nailed it on the head, man, that, you know, to honor our senior pastors, that Pastor Brian is a visionary.
Yes.
And he is an unbelievable leader. But we call Pastor Bobby the mother dove.
Yeah.
And that title isn't just because Brian was the big eagle and she needed a bird name as well. But she is so pastoral and motherly and tender-hearted. And right at the front of every one of our buildings, you know, that we own, say, or that we have access to consistently, say, welcome home.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just that same as the doormat, you know, when you get home, you wipe your feet on, kick your shoes off because you're home. And yeah, we're a really big church. And if I go to Hillsong, Kansas City, yeah, it's going to feel different because it is a different room of the house. But each and every one of our goals is that those campuses, that they would feel like home to people. And that's exactly what I've experienced in being here, being an outsider, being an international. And yeah, I don't know how to put it, except that, like, we really do value community and we place value on it so, so highly. And pretty much, you know, whenever, I guess for us, the message has always been, especially for those of us who travel and tour as well and do all the stuff, when home stops being the priority, that's kind of when we stop doing it.
Yeah.
And so we've always placed such a value on this. And don't get me wrong, like, I'm thrilled to go out and travel and tour and play music, and I miss it. Absolutely. I can't wait for us to get out again. But I will say with absolute honesty that every time we're away and we're about to go home, I'm so excited to be back with my family.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to be back at church. I'm so excited to lead worship with my congregation, with my community and my crew. And I think that's the reason why it might look like that, but like you said, I think anybody who would come around would see that we're just a little church with doing some big stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So good. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, it's rapid fire questions.
Placez votre électrophone à portée de votre main. Levez seulement le bras pour mettre l'aiguille sur le disque.
Here at Jumble Think, we want to build a better show for you. But to do that, we need to hear from you. So what do you like about the show? What don't you like about the show? What kind of guests do you want to hear more from? Who was your favorite episode? Why did you like it? I want to hear all about what you think about today's show and your favorite shows, and maybe even your least favorite episodes. So head on over to jumblethink.com and drop me a note through that lovely contact form and let me know what you think of Jumble Think and how we can make it better for you. Now let's return to today's episode with Alex Pappas and our rapid fire questions. All right, we are back with Alex Pappas. We're going to do some rapid fire questions, but before we dive into that, there is an important question that we haven't talked about. I know it's going to be in the bumper that I record later. How can people find this album? Because it is one that has something for everyone. It is one that I think will speak to the soul of everyone. It might not be the same song, might not be the same message, definitely not the same message for each person that they're going to take away. But I think it's something that will minister to people's hearts as they are locked up in a quarantine world of COVID, that I think there's some healing in this album for people. So they need to listen to it. Where can they do that?
Well, it is the 28th. It's Friday, so it's literally everywhere. Stay at home. Don't go out to the shops. Get it online. I know I like the hard copies too, but Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, I don't know what else, but I'm pretty sure it's available everywhere. So check it out.
And it is a lovely album that my wife and I were listening to it last night in bed. We're just loving the album, so if you're listening right now, you got to go check it out. All right, rapid fire questions. We're going to fly through these. The first one, as a child, what did you want to be when you grew up?
A cowboy.
What is one tip you'd give someone with a big idea and dream and they don't know where to start?
Oh, how is this quick fire? they don't know where to start. Find somebody that's doing it. Ask them questions.
What is one change you would like to see in the world?
That we look at each and every face around us as the face of our brother and sister.
What do you want your legacy to be?
That at the end of it all, that Jesus would say, well done, good and faithful servant.
I'm going to change this next question. Usually we say, what inspires you or where do you find inspiration? I am curious about music. What music inspires you? What are you listening to?
Me personally, some of my favorite bands at the moment would be a band called Joan.
Oh.
Some great boys from Arkansas, Jesus loving boys, great guys, part of their local church. Shameless plug. great guys. Man, I really love Dante Bowe's new music. That's inspiring me. Honestly, I love, like, I make playlists every month on my Instagram. My Instagram. It's 11. It's 11:30, everybody. I'm sorry.
PM, not AM.
PM, not AM. One of my favorite things is I like that Spotify knows me better than I know myself. And when my playlist ends, it just tells me what it thinks I want. And usually it's right. So that's how I find new stuff and get inspired. That's literally how I found something today and was thrilled.
What is one book you think every dreamer should read?
I know everyone's talking about it at the moment, but the John Mark Comer's book, The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry, my wife made me read it. Mm. But as a dreamer and someone who lives in this sort of a space a lot of the time, it's really helped me establish some better patterns.
Nice. Love that. How do you define success?
Learning to be content. Not to get into it, I was chatting with my best friend in the whole wide world, still lives in Coeur d'Alene, and so I was getting dinner with one of my buddies tonight. They were all groomsmen in my wedding, and we were chatting about him, and we were like, he just lives the most amazing. He's got two beautiful girls, beautiful life, beautiful home, little garden, built a pergola this summer in his backyard, and like, he's happier than I am.
Wow.
He's so happy and he's so content. And like, I'll never stop striving and chasing my goals and my dreams, but I want to learn to be in a place where I can be as content and happy, because success, you're only going to keep reaching. Dreamers are only going to keep setting the bar further.
Yeah.
But learn to be content in the, and celebrate the wins. Gosh.
Yeah.
I'm still growing. I'm still learning.
I think that's so true. As a dreamer myself, I think that's the curse of the dreamer, is that they're never going to be. I feel like as much as I try to be content, that is a target that I can never reach, because where I'm going, I'm never actually going to arrive. So I'm always pushing. So that discord, the tension of that is so hard to wrestle with, when that's how, you know, a dreamer, a pioneer, a forerunner is really wired. It's just, it's hard to rest in peace when that's your personality and your giftings.
Yeah, it's massive.
What is one trend you're currently excited about?
What do you mean? Like what kind of trend? Like TikTok dances? Because I can't do them, so it's not me.
I've watched some of them and I just don't get it. I mean, I'm 39, so I'm just too old to understand it. I try, but I don't.
I'm not coordinated enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm maybe the trend I'm looking forward to is the pressure to not dance coming soon.
If you weren't doing what you're doing today, what do you think you'd be doing?
I've always answered this, that I would want to study history and maybe teach history. I love ancient history. But that might also because I love Indiana Jones, and I know that's not what it's like, so it's not really fair.
Our final rapid-fire question. What is one dream you're still wanting to fulfill in your own life?
Wow. I would love to make more music as well that speaks to our walk in relationship with Jesus. That obviously Hillsong, we write worship music, very specific to that setting. But I think there's a lot more to be said, and there's a little bit more vulnerability and a little bit more honesty that we can say outside of the Hillsong name. And I would love to approach that zone, and that it would be good music that's good music that even people that don't believe in Jesus could subscribe and relate to, and hopefully in turn get the message of Jesus to even more places.
Alex, thank you so much for taking time out. I am a fan of Young and Free. I'm a fan of the ethos of Hillsong. I am a fan of what Jesus is doing through you guys. And so thanks for being faithful. Thanks for being consistent on this journey and sharing the light of Christ where you tread. It's just, it's an honor to talk to you about that.
Thank you, man. It's such a pleasure. I'm glad I stayed up. I love it. I want to thank my wife as well for staying up in the other room. Just, she's a hero.
Once again, I want to thank today's guest, Alex Pappas, for taking time out and joining us here on Jumble Think. What an honor to be able to tell you about this new album, All of My Best Friends, on the day it releases. You really should go check it out. There is a lot of cool stuff on that album. You can find it, of course, on Apple Music, Spotify, and wherever you listen to music. Now, here's my takeaway for today's conversation. So often, we put limitations on how God can operate or what he can do. We have dreams, we have ideas, we have passions, we want to accomplish things, and yet we either think they're not possible or that our dreams are limited and God has stifled them. So many people I know believe that their dreams and ideas are impossible. But I believe that God created you for those things, and God has a purpose, a dream for you, and he's put those dreams inside of you. Why would he put dreams inside of you if he didn't think you were created to do that? So it's time for you to maybe step out in some faith or ask God, how can you make this possible? And begin to go down that journey of exploring the dreams God has placed inside of you. I believe God's created me for a purpose, but beyond that, I believe he's created you for amazing things too. And my hope, my prayer out of today's conversation is simple, that it would have unlocked a spark to say, you know what, that dream that seems so big, or that idea or that passion that seems too massive for me to accomplish, maybe with God, it is possible. So that's my final thought for today's conversation. I want to thank you for tuning in. It is an honor to have you as a listener, and it means the world to me that you would tune in. So thank you. Now it's your turn to get out there, to dream big, and to change the world around you.
Vous êtes une autre personne. Les mères de famille, les enfants peuvent également prendre un moment revitalisant dans quelques mois. Lorsque vous aurez bien saisi la technique et que vous serez maître de votre corps, vous pourrez vous décontracter même en travaillant.